top of the morning.
Nikki and DeMello.
Nikki and DeMello. Oh.
97.3 Coast FM.
If you want to be seen as sexy, be seen reading a newspaper. That's according to the West Australian.
Actually, of course
it's not. No, it's not. But I did see the story in Perth Now, which of course is published by the West, so you could be forgiven for thinking that. But no, actually, this comes from a study of 2,000 Britons that found fans of papers were more likely to catch the eye of observers out and about, like on public transport or in waiting rooms or cafes.
Okay.
Meantime, those that were eating or that were engrossed in their phones were judged to be least attractive. So you look more classy reading a paper than scrolling your phone is the
right.
Is the takeaway from that.
Okay. Maybe just that you stand out.
Maybe.
In a sea of everyone looking at their phones, you see someone with a newspaper and you double take. You
go, old school.
What the hell is that?
Right down there, I know. What kind of psycho is that sitting over there? So, I mean, take that info and use it as you will. I mean, I'm always down with anything that encourages people to read. But,
yeah.
I mean, just remember, too, there was a time when people thought, you know, smoking made you look cool. So, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
Everything's seasonal, isn't it? I'm just looking at the fire in Murray and Waroona. 8 properties, including 3 homes, lost. They've started
very sad.
Counting things. And it flared up a bit. They lost containment yesterday, but it has since been brought back to a watch and act. So we're talking about how long it takes to get on top of these things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's definitely still work involved. So, again, hardworking fireys and all the volunteers doing all amazing work out there.
Yep.
Did you see the footage of that bridge?
Oh, my God. Just. Isn't that the worst? It looks like it. Like, obviously, the boat hit it, and it just, boom.
It just collapsed. Popped. It was like it was made of matches.
I know.
Crazy.
Caved.
First of all, it was an out-of-control boat, which was behind that.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
Not really sure.
Don't know. They managed,
a boat that large.
Very lucky they managed to get traffic off that bridge in time, because that, you know, that's what it was, but they're still searching for some of the road workers that were on there.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, I don't know how long that's been. Like that's a tricky search, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah.
But it just, I mean,
how does that happen?
I don't know. And it makes you wonder too, like just how strong are any bridges? You know, nothing's really made, I guess, for the kind of impact of a fully laden, out of control boat.
Oh, imagine if the Bayswater Bridge was actually over water.
Yeah.
And boom.
Well, you think about all the ones where trucks have sort of rolled into them over the years.
Yeah, it happens often, but not often with a boat.
No, I guess not.
Not that large.
Good news. Speaking of, not related things at all, really. Good. moving on to better things. Good news at the mark, the pool roof is finished.
Oh, my God.
3 years waiting. It won't be open still for a bit yet. Apparently, they're finishing maintenance on the actual pool while it's empty. But all of that's coming together. So we'll find out by the end of the week when all of the mark will be available for usage.
Thank God. The roof has been raised.
But exactly. I mean, in a long time, I guess it felt like a room without a roof.
Yeah, it really was.
That was what that song's all about. And in other good news, I guess, just depending on your perspective, I guess, we're about to head into another long weekend.
We are the longest weekend of them all.
It is the sweet one for sure.
Yes.
And school holidays are once again almost upon us.
Yes.
Tomorrow is the last day of term. Can you handle that?
Term one done. Can you believe it?
Nikki and DeMello's 3 things you need to know.
So double demerits kick in tomorrow for the Easter weekend. And there is plenty happening across it too, including the return of the WAFL as Peel Thunder play host to East Fremantle. That's the grand final replay, Saturday Arvo, Lane Group Stadium.
Nice.
March 27 is World Theatre Day.
Oh.
And as they say, all the world's a stage, so, you know, use it. Get performative today. Turn your day into drama.
Create some drama exactly in the office.
It is National Spanish Paella Day. Love a good rice dish.
Delicious. Love a good paella.
And it's International Whiskey Day as well. The drink you get when you make beer and think, we can make this more alcoholic. You know, distill it.
The same thing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Pretty much.
Nikki and DeMello's.
Riddle me this, riddle me that.
Riddle me this.
Yes, indeed. Riddle time. And Alira from Mandurah is here to have a go this morning. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on today? Hey, you're nearly on holidays, right?
Yeah.
Is it, what, like one more day?
Yeah.
It's my birthday party tomorrow.
Not only is it end of school and it's your birthday party. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Well, happy birthday for whenever it is. And enjoy your party. Hopefully, you could also win a cool prize on your birthday party last day of school day. So, good luck. Here's your riddle.
All right.
What can you sit on, sleep on, and brush your teeth with?
A bed, a chair, and a toothbrush.
Makes a lot of sense. I mean, you can sit on a chair, you sleep on a bed, and you brush your teeth with a toothbrush.
Well,
I mean, it's a simple answer, really.
Apparently it is. And you got it.
Yeah. We couldn't trick you. Well done. In the draw you go. It could be an amazing Thursday for you tomorrow. I mean, it will be anyway, but you could be scoring an extra prize.
The Plus Plus Building Blocks kit from Sick Hobbies in Rockingham. Fingers crossed it's your day tomorrow, okay? You have a great day now, all right?
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's also International Scrabble Day today.
Oh, okay.
As well, because who needs happy families just before a long weekend?
No.
Go on, set up the board and fall out with the people you live with today.
97.3 Coast FM. Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed.
Seagulls Outdoor Furniture will never be beaten on price. See Seagulls Outdoor Furniture at Mandurah Home City. And once again, delivering entertainment direct to your brain, Nikki.
Thank you. The trailer for the fourth Bad Boys flick has been released. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back for Bad Boys Ride or Die. I'm sorry, I couldn't say it without laughing.
Should have been Love and Thunder.
I just can't with the title. Anyway, this is the fourth in the franchise. The last one was called Bad Boys for Life.
That's
and I
right.
just feel like there was no forward thinking.
No.
Shouldn't this one be for life?
Yeah, yeah.
Like four?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't think they'd get a fourth.
No.
Anyway, here it is. Let's move on from that. Here is the trailer for Ride or Die.
You're being set up, detectives.
We got two suspects, Lowry and Burnett. They're armed and dangerous.
In 5, 4, 3.
No, windshield wiper fluid. It's flammable.
I ain't no damn scientist.
Y'all are some terrible fugitives.
Bad Boys Ride or Die is out in cinemas from June 7. Robert Pattinson and Suki Waterhouse have welcomed their first child together. Aww. The couple were spotted out for a walk in LA with their bub in a pram. They have not posted anything yet or confirmed the gender, but congrats to the new parents.
Indeed.
Things aren't looking great for Diddy at the moment.
No.
Federal agents have descended on his property in Beverly Hills and Miami. Reports are agents for Homeland Security have been raiding the properties in regards to human trafficking claims. People were questioned in front of the house, including his sons, who were both detained.
Ooh, okay.
But have since been released without charges. Diddy's troubles began late last year when his ex-girlfriend accused him of rape, sex trafficking and abuse, opening up to lawsuits from several alleged victims. So it is not looking good. At
no,
all.
No.
And a Prince movie musical is on the way.
A long time coming, just quietly.
You would assume that song will be in it. Director of Black Panther, Ryan Coogler, will produce the upcoming movie musical, which will be based on several Prince songs.
Oh, good.
So it's not a biopic. It's just
a musical.
Like a jukebox musical.
So it's like South Pacific.
The film has been in the works since 2018, but Coogler just signed on to lead the project. No other details have been given. The movie marks the latest Prince project announced in recent months, with a stage adaptation of Purple Rain expected to premiere later in the year as well. So it's Prince's year.
It isn't it, James?
Nikki and DeMello. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3 Coast FM.